But the thing we teach you on Straight Out of Vegas every day is the best teams aren't always about winning or losing. A field goal made or missed at an end of a game is a binary. It's a W or an L. But, boy, it's not like that winning team is so much better than the losing team. They're probably pretty much the same. So you could have a three-loss team that could be the best team in the country. The committee's never going to put a three-loss team in.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Let the debates resume. The college football playoff is back. The initial rankings came out on Tuesday night, and the top 10 is as followed: Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame at 4, Michigan at 5, Georgia, Oklahoma, Washington State, Kentucky at 9, and your beloved Ohio State Buckeyes sitting at number 10. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on the initial college football playoff rankings?
You know, Jonas, one of the things I like about Straight Out of Vegas is we have the Vegas perspective, but we also have the fans' perspective. To me, this is more a fans' exercise. So I'm going to throw it right back at you. What do you as a fan think of the first rankings?
It just goes to show it's a TV show. It's always been a TV show. It's what can stir up
the rankings themselves,
yes,
the reveal?
I think people lose sight of that. I think people get so caught up in the numbers and who's where and what's going on without taking a big picture look and realizing this is for entertainment purposes only. It's like a horoscope. You know, yeah, maybe parts of it might be true, but if you look at the bottom, it always says for entertainment purposes only. If the committee can tweak the top four and it doesn't matter because it's all going to play out, they're going to do that to build up some controversy. The one at in the top four that a lot of people have an issue with is LSU as a one-loss team being ranked ahead of Notre Dame at 3. Well, it's going to play itself out this weekend anyways because LSU is playing Alabama. If Notre Dame beats Northwestern, Notre Dame's going to move to number 3 and LSU drops out of the top 4. So to me...
So that's interesting. If Alabama loses... Where does Alabama drop to?
That's the part that I think is up for discussion.
Apparently, a one-loss good SEC team is better than Notre Dame. So would LSU become 1 and Alabama goes to 3?
That's where this thing gets interesting. But I think where people...
Interesting or absurd?
Yeah, well, but I think when people get caught up in this stuff, they don't realize we've got so many weeks for these things to play out. What's happening in the top
four? But if you're going to have it, now, it has to have a purpose. Meaning, they didn't have these rankings after the first week of the season.
Right.
They decided now's the time to have the inaugural rankings, which means last week they wouldn't have mattered, but they do matter this week, right?
Right.
Or do they?
I think they matter because you're setting up position. It's like the initial top 25 that comes out. The teams that are outside the top 25, they don't have a realistic shot at moving up enough spots during the course of the season to get to this point. So if you're outside the top 15 here or you're outside the top 10, maybe you don't have enough of a realistic opportunity to make up enough games and have enough time to get into the top 4. But when you've got teams that are playing this weekend like LSU and Notre Dame, I think it was smart that they put LSU ahead of Notre Dame. It pisses off the Notre Dame contingent, and there's a lot of them. You know that because we've talked Notre Dame on this show, and Brad Powers has taken a beating because of his criticism of Notre Dame. I think it's good for entertainment purposes. I think it'll all work out.
Okay, but pro wrestling is good for entertainment.
Yes.
But it's fake, right? Or, you know, scripted.
Yes.
Now, if this is scripted for drama, what I'm hearing you say is none of this really matters, that it's all for drama. Well, if the college football committee's rankings are for drama, then what, let's use the word fidelity. Ultimately, the national champion's going to be decided. One of my favorite obvious sayings is you can't win the title if you don't make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So this drama-driven committee, by your assessment, Jonas, is going to decide which of these kids have a chance to achieve a dream.
Yeah.
That seems weird that we're going to say, and now it gets to the whole point of, oh, it's just a game, it shouldn't matter. Okay, that's fine, except if it doesn't matter, why in the heck are Alabama fans or Team XYZ fans, why are they going to stay up all night waiting in line for tickets or sit in 5-degree weather? I mean, the beauty of a game is the results matter. Anyone that's ever played, like who plays golf and doesn't keep score, right? It's not fun, right? Is if you win, it has to mean something. What would you define it is if someone should be in the playoffs ultimately and they're not? Well, that's about as fixed as you can get. They can't win at that point. So I think the answer is probably somewhere in the middle, Jonas, is I do think the committee is playing games now for drama, understanding the only rankings that ultimately matter in any way that affects who's in the playoff is the last rankings.
Yeah.
And what we've seen in the past is, and as a Buckeye fan, I didn't mind this one. Ohio State was 6, TCU was above them, and Baylor was above them. And Baylor and TCU didn't have a game that week. There was no Big 12 conference title game. Ohio State wins convincingly and jumps 2 of them. Oh, what a coincidence. The big money team got in instead of TCU. So they're going to rearrange that deck. You know, you can have it be any way you want. They're going to get the 4 teams they want in there with any rationale they choose because they don't objectively state this is what we're trying to accomplish with these rankings. So they can tell, oh, conference championships matter. Okay, well, wait, Alabama didn't win one. Well, they matter sometimes. I mean, we can think of every scenario. Oh, Ohio State had a conference championship, but 2 losses is unacceptable. Okay, you know what else we've been told, or at least we've seen? You can't lose your final game, the conference championship, and get in. Well, let me ask the Vegas Roundtable. If Alabama wins against LSU, wins out, and loses in an upset to Georgia, is Alabama getting in the playoffs?
Yep.
Yes.
Jonas?
Yes.
Okay. So, oh, wait, there'd be a new rule is that hey, you can lose your conference championship in certain circumstances.
The qualifiers change all the time with the committee.
Yeah, and give them credit. They've been able to pull this off where we don't have to define what we're trying to. Because the 2 main things they could try to do is best teams or best performance. But the thing we teach you on Straight Out of Vegas every day is the best teams aren't always about winning or losing. A field goal made or missed at an end of a game is a binary. It's a W or an L. But boy, it's not like that winning team is so much better than the losing team. They're probably pretty much the same. So you could have a 3-loss team that could be the best team in the country. The committee's never going to put a 3-loss team in. Thus, it's not going to be the best team. It's going to be the best season. But Brad, let me give you another scenario. Alabama loses to LSU. There's almost a 20% chance that happens this week. Almost. Yep. They're underdogs for sure, LSU. About, you know, more than 15%, less than 20 that LSU wins percent chance. Okay. If Alabama loses and LSU wins out, Alabama will once again not make the SEC final. Do you think a 1-loss Alabama that wins out makes the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they have a better than 50%.
Better than 50?
Yeah.
I thought you said that you thought that you couldn't imagine a scenario.
Yeah, they're in.
Yeah. So, Fez?
Yeah, they're in because the committee's going to choose them over every other 1-loss team.
But at that point, what criteria would Alabama meet? Would they be the best team? Perhaps, but we haven't, even though they lost the game, but we haven't. No one thinks it's about the best team. Would they have had the best season?
No.
Not even close. But we all know they'd get in. So, yeah, hey, any committee can surprise us. But I think what we've seen here clearly over the years is they're going to put in any team they want. And in the interim, these rankings don't mean a ton. And they're for the drama, as Jonas said. But, boy, if you can't trust them now, boy, doesn't that go against the trust at the end of the year? I think it does.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I love thinking about 1-loss scenarios. We all know ultimately more teams lose than we expect. But there's one scenario here, or 2 related ones, I want to get Brad's thoughts on. Let's assume the following. Michigan wins out. Oklahoma wins out. Notre Dame has one loss at some point, and Washington State wins out. Now, assuming the SEC gets a team in, which we know they will, and assuming Clemson gets in, which seems very likely right now, there'd be two spots left for a one-loss Michigan, a one-loss Oklahoma, a one-loss Notre Dame, a one-loss Washington State. Brad, which two are in, which two are out?
The two that would be in that scenario, Michigan, Oklahoma, in, out, Notre Dame and Washington State.
Oh, wow. So a one-loss Notre Dame would be out, and a one-loss Michigan would be in. Boy, it would be so instructive if they had played. Wait a minute. You're telling me we have a one-loss Notre Dame. We have a one-loss Michigan. They played each other, and Notre Dame won, but Michigan gets in.
Yeah, I mean, the committee's already
by the way,
told
just,
you that.
Just saying yeah doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
That's the way it will
you
happen.
You kind of shrugged. Now, why? Oh, it's saying it again doesn't say it's true. I mean, what's the rationale?
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with the rationale, but they're already hinting towards that.
How?
Right now, Notre Dame's 4, Michigan's 5. Notre Dame loses, Michigan has a win over Ohio State, over Penn State, a Big Ten championship win.
But it goes to show you, you are assuming the fidelity of these rankings when we all know that Notre Dame should be 3.
Yep.
Right? LSU, they're playing games, as Jonas said, making this week's Alabama-LSU more interesting. So I wouldn't go by that too closely myself. Boy, that would be an interesting one. Jonas, who, if you had a vote, who's in that case?
Michigan and Washington State.
Oh, come on.
I'll bet that right now.
you can't bet.
They're winning out. I mean, if they're winning
zero.
Out.
There is a zero chance Washington State is going to get in over any of these other three teams.
But that would mean they're winning out, correct?
Yep.
So if they win out, if they win the Pac-12 championship game, that's an extra game that they've got over Notre Dame. I think there's a real chance.
All right. Well, listen, lucky for Jonas, he's not in Vegas to bet. Or imagine
he'd no part of that.
You know, there used to be an old song, Tennessee, I think his name was Tennessee Williams Ford, and it was load 16 tons. And it goes, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. And then it says, St. Peter, don't you call me. I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. So back in the coal mining days in the 1910s and 20s, they would work the whole week, but they were living at the mine. They were getting food from the company store, and they had less money after a week of work. So they were like indentured servants. Jonas would be getting paid to do the show. He'd be losing so much money on his betting. It'd be like a net negative.
Yeah, it was like when I was a busboy. Trust me, I lost all my tips betting on games.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Questions of the week and not necessarily answers. All right, let's talk a little NBA. Rockets, 1-5. Fez, how much are you reacting to this? And what do you see the cause of this downturn for the Rockets being?
Yeah, so I had the Rockets as my number 3 team entering the NBA season.
Behind Golden State and Boston.
Correct. Now I've got them number 12. They've fallen out of my top 10. I've downgraded them 5 points, RJ. And frankly, I have no confidence in my power rating right now for Houston. But I do feel that the number one problem with the Rockets is defense. They lost 2 guys. They lost Trevor Ariza. We all knew that was going to be a problem. Very good defender. But they lost a role guy defender, Luke Mabu Amute, to the Clippers, and no one really even noticed. And of course, Carmelo Anthony comes in. He doesn't play any defense. So the Rockets, what was lost in a lot of people, great offensive team last year, won 65 games, but they really played defense well last year. They're not playing defense nearly as well this year.
So in the middle of all that, you threw in out of left field that you don't have any confidence in your ratings. And that's an interesting point. If you have computer ratings, they're going to throw the numbers in. It's got an algorithm. They're going to throw them out. When there's a human element, you are going to get a number, but you're going to have a confidence level. You could be extremely confident in the worst team in the league, whatever league you're talking about, that, yeah, this is clearly the worst team. I'm confident. best team, you could know they're the best team, but not know how good they are. So it's both, and that's the humility part of it for a professional bettor. You're not always going to have an equal feel for every team. You're saying, hey, you know you've got to downgrade the Rockets. You just don't know how much.
Yes, because there's too many moving parts here. They're getting outscored by 9 points a game, RJ. So if I just look at the raw data for this year, they're a well below average team year to date.
Straight out of Vegas, questions of the week. Let's, Jimmy Butler, I mean, it's a big story. I'm not even sure what the question is. Well, you know, I got a question with Jimmy Butler. I can't remember. There was a bookmaker in Vegas said, if that the Butler went to the Rockets, he would consider that a major upgrade. And I think it's been a few days, so maybe the Rockets have lost like two games since. But he was saying he would put him right up there with the Celtics at that point. How much of an upgrade would you think Jimmy Butler would be to a Rockets team?
I think plus 3 points per game. So that would still, in my power ratings, not even put them into the top five.
Okay, so what you're saying is, as of right now, your thoughts on the Rockets starting the year were superior. You think your perception, your assessment of the Rockets starting the year was higher than what it would be now, even if they added Jimmy Butler.
Correct.
You've downgraded him that much.
I have.
Steve Fezzik, that's who we're talking to. I'm RJ Bell. Green Bay Packers. I am befuddled by Green Bay. Okay, they traded the guy that fumbled. No big deal. It was a power play. They had, in a way, they had to, it would seem, if he was insubordinate. They say don't take it out, and you take it out. There's got to be a consequence. But they traded their D-back, ha-ha, Clinton Dix. Now, listen, Green Bay doesn't have a great defense. And now you're trading away. Even if he was going to get demoted, still depth with defensive backs is key, especially in the 2018 NFL. We had a ton of optimism about Green Bay after that close loss against the Rams. That was their best game, I would make the case, of the year. We thought they'd be clearly over a touchdown underdogs, the Packers, to the Patriots. It's down to 5.5 or 6. But what in the heck is this team telling us by trading away a fairly important defensive player, the Packers?
I don't know. But my only theory is that they got rid of Montgomery. He was insubordinate. Maybe there was something going on with Ha Ha Clinton Dix as well, and they said, we're going to clean house.
Hey, he was there a long time. It seems kind of weird that just emerges at the last minute.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.